Mike Garcia's Hobby Game Dev Blog Post. 2019-02-27 Restarting on a new engine, crazy I know. Image of cubes, one triangle has alpha transparency on, the other does not. Dot click to view original image. 53 kb. I was doing some research on C++ optimization and came across a great PDF. I found the audio of the presentation on the GDC Vault, and I put them together in a video. YouTube video. Christer Eriksson. Game Development Memory Optimization. Christer Eriksson. Game Development Memory Optimization. Computer Organization and Architecture by Null and Labor DevOps with Nintendo 3DS Game Development 1. Comments on restarting on a new engine. Crazy I know. M. Garcia. 2019-02-27-1826+1100. Yeah, it sucks to go back to nothing. But had to be done. Targeting the original Nintendo 3DS with 3D requires a pretty lean engine. And while my old engine could do a lot, it wasn't going to run well. I wasn't sure I could do it, and it was depressing me out a bit. But it worked out a lot easier than I thought. I guess the longer you do it, the better you get at things. Anyway, now, instead of having a huge mess of a code base held together with code glue, I have a very tiny code base that's better structured and more manageable. What I did was reduce the maths functions to the bare essentials, mulls, add, sub, dot product, etc., removed high-level abstractions like a camera, replaced with just two vector, direction, and angle, and a matrix. Unroll the multiply loops with prefetching. Removed RGBA, instead it's using Xyzer UV, the W is used in alpha, transparency, in the shader. Structs are simpler and better aligned, separated out hot and cold data, see video above. So far the inputs and rendering is working on SDL, next step is 3DS. Math is life, life is math. Comments are open.